You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, episode 33. Episode 33, today we're talking about live by accident. No, it's not live by accident. We're living on purpose, but it's live by accident. So I'm going to tell you a little sacred soul story here because this one, I've learned a ton. I'm still learning lessons about this. This has been such a great experience, but oh my goodness, highly intense. Have you ever called somebody by accident? The infamous butt dial, okay? Or you've been called by accident, the infamous butt dial. And all of a sudden you're listening, hello, hello, and you start hearing a conversation, but it's not a conversation that you are a part of. You're listening in and you don't even mean to. Okay, that's happened. Well, can you imagine if you're at your home and all of a sudden you're going live on Facebook Live, unbeknownst to you? Can you imagine what that would be like? Okay, so it's so funny. I'm finally able to talk about it now without laughing because for days I laughed about this. I'm like, I can't believe that happened. How did that happen? And it was so funny because it was like one of these moments where everything kind of goes into slow motion. So basically what happened was Pablo and I, my dear love, we're sitting there and we decided we were going to watch a movie. And so we start looking on Hulu because we don't have a TV. And so we start looking on Hulu for the right, you know, movie that we're going to watch. And we came across a reality show. Nah, let's not watch that. And so we decided we were going to watch a documentary. And as we were going along, Pablo was gone and he saw it and he goes, addicted to porn. And I was like, yeah, you know, like that seems like it would be interesting. I'm curious about this. So let's watch this. So that's how it went. And then I don't even know how long passed, but the total Facebook Live was like around 3 minutes. So imagine 3 minutes of going live and you don't know it. So anyway, then he goes, where's my phone? And I'm like, I think you're sitting on it. Pulls it out, sure enough. And then he goes, oh my goodness, like we're live on Facebook. And I go, what? I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? We're live on Facebook? And here's my response. Now, I will just tell you this. If someone says we're live on Facebook and you don't mean to be live on Facebook, you probably just need to just not say anything at that point until you're no longer live. But it was so funny because here's me. Are you shitting me? Like, that's what I said. I know it was so funny. I was like, are you shitting me? And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm not. Seriously, we're live. And in that moment, we both just like looked at each other and I could tell like the wheels were spinning in our heads as to like, what did we say? What have we done? Oh my gosh, who's watching? How did this happen? Like literally everything went into slow motion. And we both looked at each other and we're like, we were sweating. And we're like, why are we sweating? Like somehow we got caught doing something wrong, you know? But it was this feeling where it was very interesting how the very first reaction is wondering if we said or did something inappropriate. What did we say? How is it going to be interpreted? And then I was like, oh my gosh, you said addicted to porn. I said, watch it. Now we're watching this documentary. What if people think we're watching porn? I mean, like all of a sudden it's like all this worrying what people are going to think. How is it going to be perceived? Everything's been taken out of context. Oh my gosh. Imagine what that would be like. So the best thing about this whole thing was being able to live through the experience of what it truly means to live unexposed, uncovered, like completely unfiltered. Because, you know, I've been talking about this. We've been talking about it here on the podcast. You remember, we started with live unfiltered, which means living authentically, right? Living totally an authentic, genuine life. Then we go to live uncovered, you know? And I said, exposed and naked. Okay, well, I couldn't feel more exposed and naked. Thank God I wasn't naked. That would have been embarrassing. But then, we go to uncovered. Then we go to living unafraid and then living unashamed, living unapologetic, living unconditionally loved, living unconditional. I mean, all of these, and really all of them to say, hey, you know what? It's about living wide open, you know, your heart wide open, and really living with your life on display. Because if you're being authentic behind closed doors and you're being authentic in front of closed doors, then hey, what's there to worry about? But I got to tell you, even though I've been talking about it and it's absolutely true and I stand by everything we've been talking about on the podcast and everything I've been teaching for years, it's very interesting in the moment though. It's very interesting that in that moment, my mind went to, oh my gosh, have I been inappropriate? Why do we think automatically that if we get so-called caught or somehow someone's watching when we didn't know they were watching, that somehow we're going to be viewed as inappropriate? This is a belief system that I guess is deep within. And it, you know, I talked about it in Live Unfiltered. And I didn't know that that was, I guess, in my thought too. You know, it's like both of our minds were, have we said or done anything inappropriate? And why is it that we think that underneath the surface, there's an inappropriateness? So it was very interesting, and it helped me be very empathetic to the fact that, you know, to really live exposed and to be completely raw and authentic and genuine, it takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of truth. Because it's even watching the documentary about this gentleman who had been addicted to porn. And by the way, if you have not watched that documentary, I highly recommend it. It was so, so educational. And it was great insight into addiction, period. It doesn't even matter what the addiction is, because really an addiction is patterns of behavior that are not serving you, that are no longer working or maybe never worked, okay? But the reality is, it was interesting how there's psychology behind this. And then they talked about the shame cycle, which literally, I think that day I had posted the Live Unashamed podcast. So I thought this was like, wow, I had an instant moment of being able to go right into the heart of a situation where all of a sudden it's like, yeah, it might be easy to say live unashamed, live, you know, totally open and uncovered and exposed. But when you're actually doing it in that moment, it takes a lot of courage. For us, it happened unbeknownst to us, but it was a moment of saying, oh my gosh, all of a sudden we got scared. What do we say? What do we do? We laugh about it now because, no, we didn't do anything inappropriate, but still kind of unnerving when you know people are watching you when you didn't know they were watching you. It's like, it's kind of a, feels like a breach of privacy. But again, what's privacy? Would you bare your soul in front of the world in a very authentic way, no differently than you would bury your soul in a very authentic way behind closed doors? So interestingly enough, this whole thing, I've contemplated and I've played it over my head and I was like, what lessons have I learned here? One of the biggest things I took away from being live by accident is this: live like everyone's watching. And in a nutshell, or in essence, I have been saying that through all of these last several, I think, 4, 5, 6 podcasts, this un-series, I'll call it, is, you know, the truth is, like, live life like everyone's watching. The old saying of saying, like, dance like no one's watching, for a long time, I've looked at that saying and said, even though I understand what they're saying, I'm saying for myself, live and dance like everyone's watching. Because what that says to me is live in a very authentic way. Dance in a very authentic way. So that even if you go live by accident, people aren't seeing anything differently than what they saw by accident. You see what I'm saying? So it has been an incredible experience and one that I feel like, yeah, I've learned a lot about what I think the mind of, especially somebody who is addicted, what it would be like for them to kind of come out and expose themselves. Even though I stand by what I say when I say that to live exposed and to live authentically, unfiltered, uncovered is so much easier than living, you know, hiding and covering up and living ashamed and living afraid. But in that moment of like when you really expose yourself, wow, that it feels, it's a very vulnerable moment, you know, very vulnerable time. And the only thing I could liken it to, because I haven't had an addiction, is to liken it to, you know, the way I have felt about, you know, going through three divorces and the shame that I felt with that and how hard it was for me to talk about openly without feeling really insecure about what are people going to say about me? What are they going to think about me? And I've, you know, I've had to overcome that because it's like, you can't really hide that. I mean, people find out about it. And then I was like, you know what? I know my story is going to help people. That's why I've started talking about it. But I have a lot of empathy because as I was watching this young man talk about it on the documentary, and then even in that moment of thinking, oh my gosh, what if people are thinking this about us? I said, wow, you know what? I can only imagine the courage that it would take to truly make the decision to live life exposed and to no longer cover up and no longer hide. And I know what that's like in my own life, but again, it took it to like a whole new level. And I really looked and said, okay, if I instantly thought I was being inappropriate, then I have to take a look and say, why do I think that? And I would ask you to say, ask yourself the same thing if you were live and didn't know it. But also, it really challenged me to say, how can I live my life even more authentically, even more in truth and in the light, to say that, again, live like everyone's watching, because chances are they are on some level. So anyway, I thought it was a very funny story. So today's sacred soul step, what can you take from this? Is grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and put yourself in that situation and ask yourself, what would my life look like if I were live and did not know it for a snippet of time of your life? Let's just say this, for 24 hours, what would people see if you were live and did not know it for 24 hours? What would people see? And then ask yourself, are you being authentic behind closed doors? Are you being authentic in front of closed doors? Because if we're being authentic, it won't matter who's watching. Does that make sense? I mean, to some degree, it's not like you're going to invite everybody in when you're using the restroom or you're taking a shower or whatever. I'm talking in general terms of human behavior, you know? So I hope this helps you. And I would love to hear from you. I would really love to hear from you because I think there's going to be some insights, because I know there have been some insights for me and Pablo, and we laughed about it, but yet there's been some deep insights. And it was very humbling to see really what it takes to go completely naked, exposed, and, you know, uncovered, live, unfiltered, and especially not knowing that we were live. So I hope this helps you. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. And if you have not yet checked out the womensippingonlife.com website, come on over, leave a comment, share your story. Would love to hear that. And I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.